Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzan Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about problems in the human digestive system. We'll try to look at the system as a whole and try and understand why are there more problems in the digestive system today than in the past. Be with us. It's going to be interesting. Nitza, please.
Yeah.
A human body has different systems without which there can't be life, and one of these systems is the digestive system, which has a very basic role to absorb food, to allow the body to keep growing, developing, make energy, seemingly something pretty simple. And we see that in this very basic, relatively simple mechanism, there more and more problems, especially in the past decades. I'd say especially in the past 15 years, research shows. We see that it's in the Western population that's seemingly more developed, that is very aware of hygiene and the system supposed to work more properly. But we see that there is a serious increase in digestive problems, allergies to different kinds of foods, starting with little children and on. Meaning we see something that is going wrong in a very basic system in the human body, and this is what we'd like to talk about today. So, of course, there are many researchers about this, and some would say that it's maybe because of the industrialized world, and maybe because we're exposed to antibiotics at very young age, the stress that we experience, many reasons, due to which something goes wrong in our digestive system. And today we'd like to try and scrutinize whether this system is affected or is there some kind of a deeper reason to why things are going wrong in it. I don't think that it's time dependent, but it depends on the state of humanity. Humanity has reached such a state where, on the one hand, our technologies allow us to really live double the time we used to live, suppose, 100 years ago. People lived up to the age of 40, then up to the age of 60. Today, already 80 and 90 is not the limit. And on the one hand, it's really so. On the other hand, our systems, along with us being able to extend our life, but nonetheless our systems suffer as a result. Man, most of the day, is sitting down. At work, he sits in front of a computer. Comes home, sits in front of the TV. That's life. On the way, he sits in his car. This on the one hand. On the other hand, what he eats, of course, it's processed food. It's very hard to say that he's getting any kind of basic food that has some kind of nutritious value. Yeah, it's not meat and it's not fish. It's all... And if he buys it in a shop where it's already processed into some kind of shape or form, there you can't really say if there's any meat in it or if it's a sausage, then 10%. Is meat and the rest, who knows what, soya, this, that, different additives. And I'm not saying that they're bad, but our body, by nature, isn't ready to digest such large quantities of things that aren't basic food. It's not meat and it's not fish. And it's not really crops. It's not milk. It's we get all of this food after it's been processed, and we're sold something that's completely unnatural. And so the body suffers. It has to digest it. It has to somehow emit it. And also instead of that, it has to somehow compensate for it. So how? That's the problem. That's the main problem. And we also eat a lot. There's the consumption culture and advertisements on television and buy and buy and buy and buy. And all of this candy that naturally you don't have. In nature you have nuts, fruits. That's what you have. Up until 300 years ago, sweets were considered nuts, fruits, and today it's chocolates that, and also it's not real chocolate. It's also all substitutes and whatnot. So, what do we see from all this? It's not food. It isn't. We're poisoning ourselves. The problem is that we're also accustoming our bodies so much so to these poisons that if now we'll shift to real food, the poisoning that we'll have, so it's the other way around. Yeah, because we're used to this. Our bodies are already ready to receive, accept, digest things that if we give it to someone from Oceania or from the north someplace, for him it's poison. For us, to the contrary. So there's really a big confusion and a big corruption here. And therefore, problems in the digestive system, what can you do? The thing is that it's all in our hands. All in all, the planet can inhabit another 10 billion people without a problem. And to feed them in a good way, we don't want it. Because we put our health, our life, in the hands of crooks. Really. People that the only thing that they want is to profit. They don't care what they put into the sausages, into bread, into cookies, into whatever they inflate us with. And eventually, look, it's Coca-Cola and Pepsi and whatnot. Really, I have no words. When I'm in America, I like looking at old ladies, you know, 80 plus with these pretty rings, how they take in their hands this big kind of like sandwich, you know, sliced sandwich and plenty of things inside there, and the way they eat it, really, but that's how it is? What does that represent in your eyes? It's a pity what they're doing to themselves, these grandmas. It's not healthy. By this, they fill the pockets of whoever makes it. But and also, that person doesn't get anything out of it eventually. But you know, with all the money that goes around. But corruptions are corruptions. And then you have doctors and lawyers and everyone enjoys it. And everything turns that way. They're looking for a way to solve the problem. You can't. Because we see that it starts at a young age. It's not that. Everyone knows that this is how it has to work. If we stop something in the chain, everything collapses and what's going to happen with the industry and banks and factories and the thousands of kilometers of agricultural land and cows and milk and everything. I want to ask, besides the things that we talked about, is there any other higher reason or deeper reason for which such a basic system in the human body is corrupted, distorted? Or it has to do with different environmental problems, bad food? Each and every day, we get a new portion of pollution into our body with the food, with what we drink, with the air. And that's how it is in everything. And even if we don't, we touch different substances, we use different cleaning products and whatnot. We're all the time putting into our body through the air, through what we drink, what we eat, through the skin, what are we sleeping on. We're absorbing all the time poisonous substances that don't exist in nature the way that they do when we get them. They're not natural. It's something that we have manufactured. Yeah? And so our body doesn't know how to deal with it. Right. So I understand that there's a certain level of poison that a person all the time receives from nature, poison, whether it's something that we've developed or whatever. And the question is there some kind of additional poison that we absorb from nature that somehow influences us that doesn't necessarily have to do with the poison that comes from spraying or genetically engineered food? Every person is also getting spiritual food. What we hear on the news, what we hear from other people, all this great big stress that we're experiencing. And besides, we also have negative spiritual food. What do you mean by negative spiritual food? That I hear cursing, and the way people go at each other and shout and are discontent and are really criticizing. That's also food. It's not necessarily that I have to take it in through the mouth or, you know, something that I have to chew with my teeth. And so it follows that we're all the time swallowing and swallowing these poisons into ourselves. You're talking about poison more on the social level. Social, human level, and up to higher levels, where a person already curses this life and this country and this entire world altogether. So this is exactly the poison that I want to ask about in order to understand it a bit better. Because all the different other kinds of poisons and genetically engineered food, and, you know, this is something that anyone can say. There are disputes, but still, the added value that the wisdom of Kabbalah gives, that it gives a different kind of angle to looking at this food that's poisoning us, that has a different characteristic, that's more social, human. How does this food that you call spiritual food, how does it affect the person? In what way? In that a person starts hating everyone. He hates everyone. By this, he eats himself up and all of humanity and the entire world. He curses everyone. He lives out of bad, out of evil. And that's the biggest poison that he absorbs and emits. He sells to others and buys from them these toxics that come through what we say, what we think, what we do. And in this regard, we're really in go and live off each other. So we live off each other's poison, slander. That's the main flaw. And this is what really makes us ill. It's something that we can't measure. But physically, really, it influences us. As a part of the solution, many times people say, okay, we understand that this comes from stress. Let's go to the wild, be calm a bit. They're poisons, so let's try and grow something more organic, eat more healthy. And an entire culture developed out of this that is really occupied with this. They understand that there's a problem, and they're looking for a solution. The solution is, let's move away from the stress, from the commotion, and let's eat healthy. The question is this the solution the way you see it? I see the solution in a completely different way. First of all, I'm living in a round world. And what happens in the world with all the thoughts and desires that roam the world, I absorb them. I'm in them. I can't run away from this planet, even if I'm living on the North or South Pole. And so, it won't help. I'm connected to the whole of reality. And it's like if we examine some iceberg that's far from civilization, you can see the measure to which its ice includes all the microbes and particles with the different metals and things like that. The same with us. It won't help me to run away to some place. I'll get poisoned there too, corporeal and spiritual. And therefore, that people run away and what they as if tell about it, it's not true. It isn't. Let's put the statistics aside and really see what's going on. So you're saying that if it will be researched in a few years, you'll see that even if a person went to the most remote place eating organic fruits and vegetables all day long, it won't make him healthier. Eventually, no. We have to understand that we're living in a round system and that one way or another we're influencing each other and someone gets more poison through the air and someone else through food and someone else through, I don't know, some magnetic field. But eventually, everyone will have the same outcome. So what solution are you offering? There is no solution. It seems that in every given moment, we're only absorbing more and more poison into ourselves, and we don't exactly know how to change things. We don't. It's only on condition that all of us will want to change and to change the world, our planet, with its industry and with the absorption and emission of different substances and thoughts, and not to waste all of our natural resources in order to throw away into the ocean later on what we made, and with the oil. In short, we know what the problems are. But because we're egoists, we can't reach a connection between us in order to come to the correct summary of what do we have to do in order not to bring our planet to the verge of destruction. You said that only if all people together will reach the desire to change. And you also mentioned a change in the level of thinking. What kind of thoughts do we have to change in order to solve the problem at its root, the problem with the digestive system? Thoughts to the benefit of others. Between us, we have to create a system that will relate to each and every person in a good and nice way. And then it doesn't matter what we eat. Doesn't matter the kind of air that we'll breathe. Not important. The main thing is, if in our thoughts, because this is the highest level on which a person is connected with others, not on the level of exchanging chemical substances with each other, but above that, on the level of thought, in his calculations in relation to others, if there we will make the correct calculation between us, then truly everything will fall into place. Correct calculation meaning what? What change should happen? I don't want to think badly about anyone, but I want to think good things about everyone, positively about everyone. I want for everyone to be well off, equally, if possible. And that I won't have more than anyone else. I want to reach love another as yourself. And it doesn't matter what religion you belong to, or nationality, or anything else. Why this attitude that you've just described, why is it the good and healthy food that our body needs, that our entire existence, human existence needs? The more we advance in scrutinizing what is this place that we're living in, what is this planet, this entire atmosphere, we see that the more we discover the forces of nature, the more sublime, exalted the forces of nature that we discover that the more exalted they are, the more hidden they are. Like radio waves, magnetic waves, different kinds of radiation and so on. The highest are human thoughts. They are the highest. They really encompass our planet from all sides. And if we allow our thoughts to be interconnected in a good and nice way with one another, by this we can save ourselves from all the troubles and problems. I don't care. I can drink acid and eat pieces of wood. Nothing will happen to me. The main thing is to be correctly connected on that level of connection between us. So, how would you define qualitative food? The food a person receives for his soul, that he's connected with everyone, and this is food, the best food for my soul. And then, nothing can harm me if I'm arranged that way. To summarize our talk, would it be true to say that maybe all of our problems today in the most basic system, the digestive system, maybe there's some kind of a higher reason to all of this that has to do with the spiritual food, as we said? There is a reason. Maybe it's a reason, but mainly it's the outcome. The reason for which the digestive system is so important to us is because it's an absorbing system. So it's very important for us, for this kind of system to function correctly, for us to think about the true and complete absorption, including man's desires and thoughts, and his intentions toward the environment, his environment, and for us to really prepare ourselves in a good, nice, big, integral way so that the world will be a good place for everyone. So we won't corrupt our hearts by our thoughts and, as a result, also our bodies. Suppose someone suffers from a certain digestive problem. He can go to the doctors. He can go on a certain diet. He can do this. He can do that. Everyone has an advice of their own. What advice can you give that person? I said, I believe just in one thing, for us to reach good thoughts toward each other. So what's the concrete advice for a person with digestive problems? Come to us and learn how to think good about yourself and others, about the entire world and the whole of reality. And by that, he promises himself a good, correct, and the safest existence. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.